It's something that's interested me personally because I have an interest in languages, but I feel that Gurdjieff himself was very interested in languages. And
you know what was the most extraordinary thing with Mr. Gurdjieff? That in any language he spoke, and he didn't speak very well, French, for instance,
no.
or English,
mm-hmm.
he didn't speak very well, but he was extremely precise. And this is what he wanted always. He said, no, don't speak like that. Say the thing, the right thing, you know, like that. Go to the most important and say it in few words. This is what you have to do. And he always did that. And it was, that was for me, small like that. It was always extraordinary to listen to him. Because it was always the truth. Always simple, direct. Always, you know, it is extraordinary. For a very small thing, give me some bread or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But it was exact, simple. And for very difficult ideas, it was the same. So he would never listen to you if you spoke like many people, you know, la la la, you know, arranging things, putting some flowers here and there. He said, all this, all this is nothing.
Yeah.
Say it again in few words. Or this word is not exact. Look for the right word. Many times, to many people.
And I've heard it said that although he didn't know English and French well, he had an instinct for the right word.
Yes, yes, of course. He did. In all languages, he spoke.
Someone related a story about the problem in French where when you're trying to speak about conscience, and French has a difficulty because there's really conscience is both consciousness and conscience. And someone was using the French term conscience morale, and Gurdjieff said, pas morale.
Yes. Of course not.